Important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
Adams is on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, people from everywhere and walk of life. Happy to have you with us. Today, Saturday, as usual, we are on Republic Broadcasting Network each and every Saturday at this time, 1 o'clock Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And there's so much to talk about, never enough time, but that's what makes it all the more exciting, I think, and more looking forward to it. I know on my part, I used to do a weeknight show, as you know, and we'd even do a Saturday show and way back. But, you know, I'm sort of like almost retired, semi-retired now, to the point where this is a fun thing for me. This is enjoyable because it just gives me a chance to do this be able to be at this forum, to mouth off, to bring forth a few precious thoughts, the Word of God, bring forth the warnings that all the prophets and all of those who were faithful kings brought forth in his scriptures. And that's why I do it. And having mentioned that, maybe it's the appropriate time, I think it is, before we bring up our guest in this hour, is to bring up the scriptures. And one prophet in particular is the one who I think many of us hold in the deepest regard because of his amazing skill to the house of Israel and Judah. And that, of course, is Isaiah. And in chapter 3 of his book, the book of Isaiah, he tells us, in verse 2 and 3 and 4, but particularly 3, what will befall us in the latter days? What Israel would go through, true Israel. And he talks about, as you know, I've cited this scripture many times, but here it is today, as never before. America, topsy-turvy, in turmoil, upside down, inside out. He says in verse 3, the captain of 50, and the honorable man, and the counselor, and the cunning, and the development, and the eloquent orator, all of them, I will give children. Now this is God speaking. He's speaking through Isaiah. And I will give children to be your princes. And babes shall rule over you in that latter time. And the people in Israel shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. And the child that behaves himself proudly against the ancient and the base against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother, of the house of his father, saying, thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let this man, this one, ruin under my hand. And that's it, ruin, not rule, but ruin under the hand. And the hand of God is at work. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be an healer. For in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. Oh, but for Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen. Besides, he says, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory. So what do we have in America and the world today? Instead of being the light of the world, instead of being a beacon to the world, America, Israel, will be a burden, a curse, and a darkness. Her rulers shall cover over them darkness. And isn't that exactly what is now happening to America? Despite all of the best efforts of the soothsayers and the prophets, so-called modern-day prophets, and all of the advisors, all of the king's men, all of the horses, all of the jackasses, all of the mules and donkeys, can't put them back together. You know, Humpty Dumpty Trumpty had a big fall. Humpty Dumpty's men couldn't take the fall. So, you know, what we have, again, is symptomatic of God sending us plagues. The seven plagues, the seven cycles of discipline. We're at the top now. We're seeing things just happen at an incredible pace and frequently, day to day, minute to minute, second to second. So bear that in mind, folks. When you get a little bit peeved at the media and knowing how corrupt the media are and knowing how corrupt politicians are and knowing how corrupt everybody in this government, in this whole world is, all of them trying to be peacemakers and rulers and earth savers and, you know, global warming combatants and so on and so forth. You know, God has given them up to a reprobate mind that they may suffer from delusion and illusions of power, which they do not have. I think that pretty much says it the way I would say it. I thank God for Isaiah. And I thank God for Micah and Ezekiel and Daniel, all of these great men who were talking to us today in this age, in this final age, this age of the evil fig tree planted in Jerusalem in 1948. Let us never, ever lose sight of that fact. This is the time they themselves could not live in, and yet we are here and having a ball. Folks, it is just incredible. And yet, it is delightful. So, we have a gentleman who's been on this program many times. He talked about his band, and he said, I'd like to come back on, Rick. We have a new album. We have the album complete coming out. And, of course, that is Poker Face, and that is Paul Tappetti. And I believe Paul Tappetti wants to come on now and talk about a myriad of things and issues. So is Paul with us right now? Hello, Paul.
How's it going, my brother Rick?
Hey, how are you, Paul? Are you doing okay today?
Yeah, today's a good day, man. You know, it's been kind of crazy. It seems like every time I come out with a disc, I got to pay for it on a personal end some way. But, hey, man, God is great, and, you know, This disc is coming out. It's the right disc at the right time for the right revolution. Whether you want to call it the Q revolution or just the revolution of people waking up to the evil that is befalling us. We are in the days of Noah. Trump is the one that's wounding the globalist beast. And I couldn't be happier and prouder for the timing of this release. And the music rocks, brother.
Yeah, the timing is propitious. You're right. It's a time, as I said, in opening, that couldn't be more apropos. And I know you shared with me briefly online a little bit of the new disc that's come out. And when is it officially released, or is it already now?
It's being manufactured, and, you know, when you don't pay the extra expedited fee of like $200, $300, that you got to wait like 3-4 weeks. So, We should be getting like the hard copies in December, but I think we're going to do a CD release party in Bethlehem in probably like first or second week in January. So that'll be exciting. There's nothing else is going on then. You've already done Christmas. You've done New Year's. And then you're in the bleak of winter for the, like the next 8 weeks. So we'll try to brighten up a weekend. And yeah, I think 2020, inauguration of this disc, we wrote 10 years ago. It's taken me 10 years to produce this. 9 years ago, I moved away from my band 2 hours away because I came up here to take care of my parents. I promised them that they would die in their own beds, man. And my dad died in 2016, and mom's still alive and kicking. She's 89, but again, still taking care of her and, you know, doing what I promised. My promises are good, you know. That's what good sons do.
Yes, yes. And you've had a lot of stumbling blocks along the way and difficulties, too, and I know you confided in me and, you know, some of the problems that you've encountered and, you know, some of the attacks on you personally, but not directly always, sometimes indirectly, and upon the family itself, right?
Dude, the devil does his best work in trying to just destroy families, man. And, you know, it's like the family's the bedrock of God, man. And, of course, like, you know, whether it's my parents being attacked for health or just anything. It could be with the kids, could be with the wife, could be, you know, anything. Just distractions so this stuff doesn't come out. But you know what? God's timing is beautiful. We wrote this disc 10 years ago. It's taken us a while to develop it when you can only make it down for, you know, 2 weekends a month for like 4 hours a weekend. It takes a while to record and get the stuff down, but we always persevere. It's 10 years. It's now it's coming out. The lyrics we wrote 10 years ago about vote fraud, about fake news, and all this stuff during the Obama years, it's happening really bad now. It's being exposed. So it's like the stuff was prophetic 10 years ago, and it's so timely now that I like look up at God. I'm like, man, could you time this any better? This is awesome. So we're excited.
Well, it's true. You know, all things certainly tie together, and you know God works in mysterious ways, as we know, but everything in the end always works out for those who are called according to his purpose, as scripture makes very clear. So what kinds of things have you been going through personally now? Do you want to discuss anything about that or any specific attacks?
I'd rather just focus on the music and the attacks from you know, the SJ, the social justice warrior crowd, the communist crowd, the Antifa twat crowd, those that are against America, the ones like, I keep saying, like, it's long past time that we need to play. We played cowboys versus everybody around the world. It's time to play cowboys versus commies here in America. Okay. Because the only way that we're going to call the government is having Civolution 2.0, because these, you know, pieces of crap are just going to vote themselves in and destroy the city after city. Look what's happening on the left coast. From San Francisco to Portland to Seattle, they're becoming crap holes, man, everywhere. Every state that the Democrats become the leaders in it, or both sides of the House and the Senate, like New York and California, it's a cesspool, okay? So they're not going to go by voting them out, and unfortunately, the only way it's going to happen is a complete cleansing. And if you listen to the prophecy that was given to George Washington, the cities will burn, the cleansing will happen. And those that love the Lord will always keep the standard flying, and we will win in the end. And whether it's the Bible telling us that or whether it was updated to 200 years ago, it's there. It's in the prophecy, and I see it happening, man. Dude, the precursor, the Black Crimes Matter crowds burning the cities wherever there was a police shooting, those were just like the beginnings of those fires that were talked about in the prophecy of Washington. So, dude, we are on time. We are here now. The days of Noah are upon us. The only thing that's missing right now are the giants coming out of the ground, man. But the Raphaim, I've heard from somebody in the military, like, you know, the deep dark acts of the military, saying that they're coming out next year, man. So that'll be interesting to see if it happens.
Yeah, well, one thing is for certain, there's going to be many surprises, as you know, shocking events, and eventually we're going to see the big bad man sit there in Jerusalem in his little cubbyhole, and he's going to say, come and worship me. I am Jesus' return. And unfortunately, no matter how, you know, awakened people are to the evils of this generation, this victory generation, and how knowledgeable many of them are in the scriptures, some, I believe, of those most knowledgeable ones shall still, you know, fall by the wayside, because they're going to be so impressed, you know, Paul, by what they
seduced,
see.
Brother.
And yes, seduced, that's the key word. They'll be wholly seduced spiritually, especially, and they will believe it. They'll say, well, you know what? We've been thinking the false Christ is here, but he came, and this is the real Jesus. Now, he's snapping his fingers. He's doing all kinds of things. And now with the laser that we have, the satellite technology that they have, you know, deep state, elite, and so forth, have worldwide in outer space.
Oh, yeah.
Is able to do incredible things. They can set fires, they can spread fires, they can accelerate them, and they can bring down edifices, you know, I mean, without even have to being land-based. Isn't that amazing, the technological advances that we've seen?
Well, a lot of it goes back to Tesla and the scale of technology, man. Yeah, it's here.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it's going right back to the first Earth and Heaven age. I think what we're seeing now is, again, Satan getting ready, the forerunner of Satan, getting ready to use his magic and science, pseudoscience, to play God. And when he does, people are going to say, that is God. It has to
and
be.
And they turn us in because we don't believe it. Yeah, they'll be the ones pointing fingers at us like, look, heathens, they don't believe this is a Christ. They kept talking about him, and he's here now, and off with their heads.
Well, I find, I'm sure you do, too. Because, you know, you meet a lot more people than I do, probably, you know, in your travels. And you've met people in Mexico, here in the United States, that they will give lip service, Paul, to the scriptures. They will say, oh, yeah, I believe this, that, and the other. And then when you ask them, how is Christ coming and how is Antichrist coming and which one comes first and what do they appear like? You know, they really find all of this stuff we're saying to be absolutely new to them. They never heard this before because their preachers aren't teaching them. Because they're going to be on a honeymoon with the Lord in the sky. They're going to be up in a rapture cloud somewhere, and they don't want to be bothered by any of this, huh?
There's no word in the book that says rapture, man. And in Thessalonians, it actually talks about the flyaway doctrine. It's like, come on, people, don't be stupid. That's not a satanic dream.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And if you try to prick their little bubble, they go, ouch, don't you do that. That's what my pastor teaches, and he knows the Greek and the Hebrew, and he knows even the Chaldean, and he knows it all. And, you know, we just ask him a few questions.
Brother, it's like it's the Trump transcript. Where's the quid pro quo, Trump's transcript? There is none. Where's the rapture in the Bible? There is none.
Well, I always tell people that, you know, we used to have a pamphlet at a church I went to years and years ago, and you're right. On the front cover, it was just one page. That's all it was, a piece of paper. And in big, bold headlines, it said, what does the Bible say about the rapture? And it says, please turn over. And you turned it over, and guess what you found? Nothing.
Nothing.
A blank piece of paper.
Thank you.
And the message was, there is nothing in the Bible about that. But we're going to have people, and they'll always be, oh, no, it's right there. It's in the Latin, and the word raptus, and all of this means a rapture coming up in the air, and they take it totally out of context.
You know, How about this?
Said they totally,
Rick, we are the softest, weakest pussycat generation that has ever existed in this world. People before us have suffered greatly as saints, as prophets. Do you think God, in the last days with the biggest pussycat generation ever, that he would be like, okay, I'm going to take you little pussycats out of the way, out of harm's way? No. He's going to let us suffer the consequences of this crap going on. It's like, are you dreaming? Okay, there is no rapture.
Apostles said, you know? The apostles Timothy, Paul, they all pretty much spelled it on the line that the man of sin will be coming, and he will be revealed first. No rapture, no flyaway, no get out of town, before the shootout at Dodge. No, you are going to be here. Many of you will be here to see that occurrence because you will face him and you will see him, the liar, the man who has caused all this grief all of these years. Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, you know, that shook the foundations of the earth? Well, you know, God's going to shake both the heavens and the earth. As he said,
yeah, he'll be looking like the land, but faking like the dragon, baby.
Right, right. So it's no wonder with all these clowns and the, you know, like in Congress, for instance, and, you know, it doesn't matter who the president or whoever is in office. It's a circus that's going on right now. What we have is all the descendants of the Schiffs. We have the Rothschilds families. We have the Rosenberg family. We have the Wassermans, the Teitelbaum. All of them are in positions in Congress of power. This is no accident, folks. They're calling the shots. Hey, we'll take a break and come right back with Paul Tepetti.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, folks, and Paul Tepetti is my guest. In case you haven't heard of Paul Tepetti, of course, he has the band Poker Face and kicking up a storm, doing a lot of, shall we say, a lot of noise making in the positive sense of that word, particularly with the younger crowd in his bands. And we're going to get into that before the end of the hour. You can join us at any time with a question or a comment for Paul or me or anything to do with what we're talking about. 800-313-9443 is the number. I was just alluding, Paul, to some interesting tidbits. And, of course, it's in the daily edition of the paper that comes out of Israel, the Times of Israel. And it talks about, in bold language, these are the Jewish players in the Trump impeachment hearings. And in this week, the sessions and their aftermath, there were some familiar and some new Jewish wrinkles. Now, I'm sure that some of these people just came back, because some of them probably are in their 80s and 90s in the spectators audience, who have just come back from years of recovery from surviving the Holocaust. And I'm positive that they will be in resplendent display there. But here it is, right here. The news about the mid-November 2019 impeachment hearings has featured several Jews, prominent among them. And they are, let's see, of course, we've got Adam Schiff. Then we have Dan Goldman, the attorney, of course, who is working on this whole, for the committee, you know, the Intel committee. And then you have a whole bunch of other, let's see, Democrats, some Republican, mostly the Democrats like Daniel Goldman. He, of course, is directing, as I said, the investigations in the House Intel committee, the majority staff. And then you have a whole bunch of others here from all across America. We've got, gee whiz, the names are so many, I can't even read them. Of course, you've got Nadler. You've got Schiff and Nadler. You've got, in the Senate, of course, we've got Schumer and Feinstein and a host of others. But we may even have a new one from Georgia, by the way, who in that race, the Republican, the Senate race, is being supported by Mr. Schiff, Mr. Trump. But it's interesting to see. The question remains here. They ask it in the Times of Israel as to whether or not a Jewish senator can emerge from Georgia, from the Georgia election. And a very interesting question. Then they ask the question about what happens with George Soros. He happens to be Jewish by his own profession. And he, of course, is known as the liberal Jewish philanthropist who has become the boo bear for Mr. Trump, the bugbear for Mr. Trump and the Republicans. And he's playing the left of the fiddle. We've got the others playing the right of the fiddle. And in this case, Soros is chairman of the Open Society Foundation. And he's looking before the Joseph Schumpeter Award ceremony in Vienna, Austria, Friday, June 21, 2019. Okay, so in any event, we got a whole bunch of players here. There are lawyers, attorneys, and staffers in this witch hunt procedure that is nothing more than a major distraction. But all of it tells me something. And I'll get into this on my own a little bit later. It tells me, by this admission, that what you have is an attempt by the mob, La Cosa Nostra, as our friend Art from Philly would say, to keep tabs on anything that this administration might think of doing that's out of the box, simply because we want you to be remembering we are in control. And we can sink you just as much as we can bring you up to the White House. So, you know, this is what it comes down to. You've got more Jewish witnesses, so-called, that are booked now on the docket for next week. And, again, you see, it's incredible. The names of these people. Gordon Sondland. We had a governor here. Not the same spelling, but Bruce Sondland was his name. He was with the OSS in World War II. And one of his great accomplishments was being a bomber over German skies. And he boasted of how many targets he hit, how many people, how many individuals, families, military he hit. So you have the enemy within. You have the fifth column operating visibly as well as invisibly in the Congress. These ambassadors, these so-called career diplomats, these are the people that brought us into the most bloody century in history, the 20th century. You know, does that mean anything to you? Sure does. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that most people don't understand is our ambassadorships are probably 90% to 95% kosher, man. And I've never understood that. I mean, I know why, but I mean, if things are all fair and equal, shouldn't there be some blacks, some Indians, some whites, some? No. Because they're the ones that are making sure that in each country their business is being taken care of. And they're the ones that created the ambassadorship back in like 1400s, 1500s in Europe. So they're the progenitors of all this. So it's the way that they keep the ground
and what's going on politically everywhere. State. You're right. Time for a break again, folks. We'll come back. I want to talk more about this and more about the album and what Paul is trying to do with his music. So you join us if you have a question or a comment while we're here together. Now, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on this 16th of November. We're getting close to assassination time, JFK, getting close to Thanksgiving, and as obviously this time of year, a lot of very nefarious things, as you know, Paul, have taken place. And one of them, of course, the Federal Reserve System in the Christmas recess week. We know about that, and we know all about the push to the direct election of senators. And during the recess time, Christmas recess in particular, is a period when a lot of wars have begun. Pearl Harbor is coming up. And also these other wars, the Gulf Wars, that we were taking votes, the United States Congress, at a time when there were absentees and yet a quorum existed so they could go to war. Because the Bushes, the crime families, and the powers that be in Jerusalem said, let us go to war again. Another unfounded, totally illogical, irrational, pent-up, propagandized-up war. So, I mean, there is no end to the onslaught, as you say, that Satan will send against us. And a lot of it we deserve. I said, you know, we're getting what we deserve when we're, as a people, not faithful to him. But then on the other hand, we can withstand individually and together as like-minded servants of God. We can all stand up against Satan and win. And that's the promise that we have, Paul.
It's a beautiful promise, man.
It sure is. And I'm, as I said, no matter what the attacks are, that whatever should happen individually or in family, he tells us that all things are going to work out for the best.
I know.
Them that believe in our call, serve God, the lovers of God, according to his purpose. So we have the purposes, and we know the plan. It's his word. It's just a matter of getting back to it. And we can do that. We can do that. And are doing that individually, no matter what the adversities are. So, now, tell us a little bit about your new album. Should we play something? Do we have clips here that we can play on the air?
Yeah, I sent two of the clips that are more of our Alice in Chains rocking kind of sound. So if you want to start off with some, and then we can talk about it, I'll let you know what's happening with the disc. And what
all
we're
right, let Ken. Ken's at the board, and let him bring it up right now. Whatever you have available, Ken.
Rising up. faith is getting stronger.
We got to work with some of the best in the industry. The guy that actually did Alice in Chains, all their CDs when their lead singer Lane Staley was alive. He actually liked our stuff on our fifth disc, and he did five songs with us then. And then when it was time to work on the sixth one called Songs for the Revolution, actually Q Revolution, dude, he was on board. He loves our attitude, man. It's strong. It's American. It's pro-America first. It's God, country, family.
Border, so he's politically astute.
And America's supposed to be. Against the grain, against what the big tech is. So, all good stuff.
See, what's going on is this spiritual warfare here in America, Israel, is that the people are the dumb sheep being led around by the big bad wolf, as you know. And now and then they get pricked, and the corrupt, wholly owned subsidiary of them, the media, give them an attack on Trump or whoever it might be. But it's really an attack, not so much on Trump or his rhetoric. It's an attack on us. It's an attack on middle America, on true America, and the America First, and all of those patriots of yesteryear who warned us what would happen if we didn't listen to the voices of our founding fathers. So what that has produced in response is a reaction, which they hope to be able to control and then cultivate and then turn it around to their advantage. But, you know, they left out one thing, and that is the Lord. That is God, Yahweh, Yeshua, and his plans to turn the tables against them totally in the end. So their plans are nefarious, but they're transparent to me. They're transparent to you. So you're right. This atmosphere now, I guess, is the perfect atmosphere for what you're doing. The help you're getting from this guy and some of the others is not just happenstance, is it, huh?
No, brother, it's all God-led. It's so funny how my path to this producer happened. It actually happened on a beach in Mexico. The studio where bands like Nirvana and Stone Temple Pilots and Foo Fighters and just all the Seattle sound came out of this studio called Robert Lang Studio. And I just happened to meet Robert Lang on my favorite beach down in Mexico. It's a small little hippie surfing town. It's his favorite beach in the whole wide world. And we ended up sitting at the same table. Yeah.
And no, this was saying, not prearranged.
All God led, brother, because we were supposed to be meeting another couple that night at sunset. And the whole place was packed. And the only open seats were with this guy, Robert Lang. And I had the guitar with me because I love writing when I'm down at the beach. And, you know, I go, hey, brother, you're the only one with open seats here. You're the only guy at a six-seated table. Do you mind if, my wife and I sit down with you? He goes, no, dude, come on, sit down, join me. This place is great. They got margaritas. It's $5. They're huge. And it got the shrimp cocktails. And I said, yeah, dude, I noticed that you're right here, man, because the owner comes over to you and serves you. And he goes, you must be some kind of special guy. And then, like, the more we got to know each other, we started talking music back and forth. He invited us over to his place after we got done eating. And from there, the rest is history. I'm going to the studio the next year in Seattle with my bandmates. We're getting to work with this killer producer, and the rest is history, man. It's awesome. It's how God does everything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know how many times that's happened to me and how many times that it's happened to many of the people listening to me now. You know, there's no accidents in his economy. So all things are for a reason, and it's working out for the best now for you, you know, in the music field. So, I mean, that's wonderful. We have, Barb on the phone from Florida. I think she wants to contribute as she tried to last week, and we ran out of time. So, Barb, come on up.
Hi, gentlemen. I just thought I'd call in because Paul would be interested in this school situation with this principal who was fired, and he's going to fight to get his job back. Mm-hmm. The reason he was fired is they said he committed ethical misconduct and failure to carry out job responsibilities. But actually what he had done was he refused to call the Holocaust a factual historical event in an email to a parent last year. And, of course, she was after him, you know, to get him. But in the letters to the editor, this Jewish man wrote in that he disagreed with the premise of the principal, but he said in the district policy it says, quote, "A teacher shall not, without just cause, deny the student access to varying points of view, and shall not deliberately impose her own views on the student."
Wow.
That's right in the district policy.
Sure it is.
So,
sounds like he's going to win a lawsuit
there. Mr. Watson is going to get his job back. We'll see.
Well, let's pray to that effect, yeah? Now that's right. I mean, they don't read the law. They don't know the law. They don't care. The main thing is, did you offend one of the chosen ones? And if you have, in the name of not fulfilling your responsibilities, we have other employment for you, and you can go and look for it at your convenience. And now it's just academics. It's academics, yes. And you followed it quite closely, and you contributed. Did you speak at that hearing had, Barb, or did you contribute in writing?
Yeah, you can see it online. Yes, if you go to palmbeachschools.org and then go to menu to school board and then the meetings, this was the special meeting on October 30th, and there's two recordings, and it's the one on the right side, and there were about five of us got up and defended the principal. And the other people
how many took the other side? How many were opposed to him and wanted him fired?
Well, nobody spoke against him that day. It was only that lousy, rotten superintendent of schools that is new in the last year and a half. He was put in there by the previous superintendent. It's an appointed one, so we don't even elect them here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to bring up another issue Rick, and this is that Paul would be interested in, too. I'm a part of this group, and we have a new law in Florida where we have a right to inspect the books that they're using and make, you know, improvement or suggestion. So anyway, I got the book Killing Mr. Griffin, where these kids accidentally put a hood over the man's head, take him up to this teacher, their lit teacher, English lit, leave him on a mountain, and he has a heart condition, and he accidentally passes away. And throughout the book, 249 pages, I marked 64 statements that were inappropriate for high school kids, and half of them were curse words, four-letter words throughout the book. You know, I don't think it's the place of the school to have, you know, books like this on their school list with cursing throughout the book.
Yeah. Well, they will not allow the Bible, but they certainly will allow that kind of profane literature, as they call it. You know, I know. Yeah.
Yep. So we did 40 books. 40 books, and we sent in our evaluations. They're going to do a big report on it, and I'll let you know. You know what transpires, but we are working on this issue, and every state needs to do it because the books are awful.
Well, it's good that you're doing it. I was part of a group that did it years ago, and we went from Rhode Island down to West Virginia, and they were trying to bring the porn books into the schools there, and there was a big opposition to it. You know, it was national news, of course, and the media portrayed all of us as a bunch of hicks and a bunch of country bumpkins who just didn't know up from Adam, didn't know anything about the literature, hadn't even read the books, and they were defending the books. And then as the time went on, of course, the results were very good in getting many of those books at taxpayers' expense off the list. You know, if you want to read them outside, that's your business. But for taxpayers to pay to buy these books that were questionable at the very least is wrong. And, you know, we've seen it in reverse, too, you know. Opposition to any literature that is God-oriented, anything that even gives any praise to God, then you shouldn't be wasting taxpayers' money on that. It's wrong. That's the opposition. Yeah. So we know. And what are we reaping now? Violence in schools, terror in schools, all kinds of, you know, disruptions, frightened children who can't go to school. So they got to blame the gun. They got to go after the gun. Right, Paul?
You know it.
All right. Thank you, Barb. Thank you for your good
and
work.
And thanks to Paul for that beautiful music. Thank you.
Amen. Come right back, a couple of more calls or so, and we'll continue in just a few.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The power now to take it back.
Don't let the fear get in the way. No task is more important than the one at hand. Don't be distracted by all the lost souls. The brightest lights and watch the roaches run. At a babble's bondage may you come from. Their lies no longer stand up to the light of day. And there's only one true path to go away.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, another cut on the album, and Paul Tepetti's band. How can they, by the way, access the music when it's off and it's out and it's all printed and all done? What's the best way, Paul, to get the discs?
Pokerface.com. We're just rebuilding the site now. We're trying to get it ready for the first week of December. It's taken us 4 years to find a new, money outlet that will allow us to download our MP3s for Visa and MasterCard. We got canceled years before the Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watsons from PayPal. After thousands upon thousands of transactions and zero complaints, they just knocked us out 4.5 years ago because they didn't like our politics. So it's taken us this long to find a group of veterans that don't care what the hell I have to say. And so we won't be demonetized anymore. And that'll be getting ready for the first week of December. Go to pokerface.com. All six of our discs will be up there for downloadability. The only time that you'll be able to get product from us anymore is if you go to the shows. I'm not sending anything out in the mail anymore. I'm not taking checks. It is either cash at the shows, or it's your Visa, MasterCard online. And it's instant gratification that way. At least with the MP3s, you can have it like immediately. And we're excited. We got a cool marketing campaign coming up. It's going to hit a lot of the people that are aware of Q and all the things that he's talked, months, years in advance. And as it's happening now, Deep State is going down. I can't wait for the prosecutions coming up. I would like to initiate the D.C. lamppost project, where we spray paint on different D.C. lampposts the name of the criminal and the noose. And then when we actually have the tribunals, we'll actually put that scumbag, that traitor, that piece of crap up on that lamppost. And people need to be reminded, this is what happens to traitors to this country. And it's called the D.C. Lamppost Project. So spread it around. It's a good idea. It needs to happen.
I do remember the former Poker Face song, Hang 'em High, and that would be a good one too, wouldn't it? Huh? All right. Hey, we got Murr from Wisconsin, first of all. Come on up, Murr. We got the break, by the way, the halfway break, so we can hold you over a few minutes if you'd like, all right?
Love it, brother. Yeah, no, I'm here for the time, man.
I'll hold.
Okay, Murr. Hi, how are you?
Hi. You say you have the break? Or not right yet? Well, here it comes, huh?
Yeah, it's coming. Okay, I'm sorry. I always
No, no problem.
This,
I'll hold on.
That's okay. You hang on, hon. And also Terry and whoever else is out there, Paul Tepetti, Poker Face, and we will return in midstream, just a couple.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with